Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is nearing. Today is July the 27th, 2026. According to the inspired solar lunar calendar, it is 13/57/87. Today's events keep hurtling us into more horrifying times each day, each week, each month that passes. So now we're ready to continue in Zechariah. There are several several chapters. We'll go through probably one every day. And verse 1 now, chapter 2, Zechariah said, I lifted up my eyes and saw, I noticed a man, a measurement line was in his hand. This is very similar to what we read in the last document in the writings. Verse 2, I said, where are you going? He said to me, to measure success legacy, to see how they measure up to the orders that Supreme gives, to see what its width and length are. Verse 3, there the agent stating to me, went out. Another agent went out to meet him. Verse 4, he said to him, you must run and speak to this youth. Success legacy is inhabited from a multitude of men and livestock in her. Interesting that these more or less timeless ones were, of course, much older than any human. Verse 5, Eternal Originator's communication, I will be a wall of fire for it all around. I will be for splendor in it. That's his purpose. He may have to deal with some discipline action before that purpose is really accomplished, but he will take care of all that's needed in the best way possible. Eternal Originator's communication, alas, you must escape from Northland. So that's the present situation. And it was that way back in the time of Zechariah 3,000 years ago. Originator's communication, I will spread you out like the four winds of the sky. Verse 7, alas, bald, dry place, that is Zion's location. The spiritual people were represented that way. You will escape inhabitants of Mighty One's Gates, daughter. Now, Mighty One's Gates' daughter is Babylonian women here. That ancient Babylon, of course, is no longer with us. It didn't last much beyond this time, but it is a type of a Babylon that is now being rebuilt back there in that ancient area. Verse 8, groups, Eternal Originator conveys this. He sent me after honor to ethnic groups who looted you. So he's going to correct these terrible things that have been going on, especially to Israel and Judah. The one touching you touches the pupil of his eye. So that's a very serious matter. Verse 9, you will notice me wave my hand over them. They will be loot for their servants. You will know groups Eternal Originator sent me. So this is what happened in the past, and now what's about to happen again here in that same locale. Verse 10, bald, dry places, daughter, you must shout for joy and rejoice. You will notice, I will come. That is very near. Verse 10 continues, eternal originator's communication, I will be woven with you. Woven from the word Sukkot. This is talking about a very close personal relationship. It is not a sexual marriage, but it is a spiritual marriage of oneness for 144,000 that he is still selecting. Verse 11, many ethnic groups will join with eternal originator in that day. They will be to me for the people. I will be woven with you. You will know groups eternal originator sent me to you. Verse 12, eternal originator will cause praise originator to inherit his portion. It's very important to understand on distinguished ground. Even today, we call that land Israel, but it's really more than Israel. It's just the people of Judah today, and the greater number of Israel will be appearing when he appears. He will choose success legacy again. Now, things are not going right there at all. Not with Israel, not with Judah. Verse 13, all flesh will hush from eternal originator's faces. He will be in command. He has been aroused from his distinguished abode. So that concludes that chapter, and we'll go into the next chapter next time. Let me just say in conclusion, though, we must flee idolatry, immorality, deceiving, coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.